This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the big picture on a photographer's very small subjects, ants, as you have not ever seen them. First, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Israeli officials today about ways to end the fighting with Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. She did not ask for a ceasefire. But as civilian casualties in Lebanon grow, so will pressure for a truce. And many Israelis want to avoid a lengthy ground operation in Lebanon, like the 1982 invasion to stop Palestinian attacks on northern Israel. The government insists this time it's different. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
For many Israelis, the pictures of Israeli tanks rolling into South Lebanon are familiar. Israel carried out a limited offensive of its neighbor to the north in 1978, and 4 years later, Israel launched a large-scale invasion aimed at destroying the Palestine Liberation Organization's military capability. That operation expanded to an Israeli attempt to install a pro-Western government that was willing to sign a peace treaty with Israel. For 18 years, Israel occupied South Lebanon, withdrawing only 6 years ago. Now Israel is back in Lebanon. Gerald Steinberg, a political analyst at Bar-Ilan University, says there are some similarities to the 1982 invasion.
The main similarity is Lebanon is still a very weak country and a harbor for terrorists with a lot of Syrian support. In 82, it was the PLO and Arafat that was a base for terrorist operations against Israel. Now it's Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran.
In both cases, there was also fierce fighting on the ground. In 1982, tens of thousands of Israeli soldiers were sent into Lebanon. About 650 Israeli soldiers were killed in the fighting, and another 750 during the subsequent occupation. That makes it Israel's third costliest war, after 1948 and 1973. Israeli military officials won't say how many soldiers are fighting in Lebanon today, but analysts say they believe there are about 3,000. Israeli troops have taken over several villages near the border. In 1982, Israeli forces went all the way to Beirut. But this time, Israeli officials say the troops will stay close to the border. Steinberg says Israel's tactics are also different.
The ground operations are only to be used to try to capture those missile launchers, destroy the missile launchers and the storage sites, and not to change the political process in Lebanon. So the ground operations will go in and go out. They're not there for a long-term basis. Israel's learned that that doesn't work.
Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 370 Lebanese, most of them civilians, and caused widespread damage throughout Lebanon. More than 500,000 Lebanese have fled their homes. But perhaps the biggest difference from 1982 is that today Israel has the support of much of the international community, at least for now. Although several European leaders have complained that Israel is using disproportionate force, most of the international community agrees with Israel that Hezbollah must be pushed back from Israel's border with Lebanon. Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni says Israel has clear goals that the international community must help implement.
In order to dismantle Hezbollah, to take them out of the south part of Lebanon, and to prevent rearmament of Hezbollah in the future. This is a window of opportunity for the international community as for the Lebanese government.
Joseph Alfer, a former senior Israeli intelligence official, says that in 1982, Israel was seen as the aggressor in Lebanon. This time, he says, there's greater sympathy for Israel since Hezbollah sparked the fighting with a cross-border raid, killing 8 Israeli soldiers and capturing 2 others. Alfer also says the geopolitical situation has changed dramatically since 1982.
We are perceived to be battling the forces of radical Islam, and particularly in the case of Lebanon, Iranian-supported Shiite radical Islam, and all this is understood by the international community to be connected to the broader fears of Iran's nuclear policies, as well as the broader fears of militant radical Islam in general.
Israeli military officials say they feel they still have a free hand to act against Hezbollah in Lebanon. They say they need about 10 more days to cripple Hezbollah's infrastructure. But they say, unlike 1982, Israel has no intention of staying in Lebanon long term. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.